Hello and welcome to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with relevant news, recent developments, and must-have information about what's happening inside the Mat-Su School District, moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio this morning two people who have had some involvement with Burchell High School. Jason Marble is the principal. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
And Emily Forstner, who has been helping. Welcome, Emily.
Good morning, Mike.
So let's see. You, first of all, probably would be able to describe Burchell's role in the district as a school to begin with. I think that might be good to place it because not every listener understands what the school is about and how it may be both like and different than other schools in the district. Then we'll go on to the particular program we're talking about.
Yeah, sure. So, Mike, we, Burchell High School, we are an alternative school of choice, and basically we support students who find that the traditional classroom doesn't necessarily work for them. We are a credit recovery school as well, and a lot of our students come to us who have significant challenges in their lives, and we provide services and support for them to really remove the barriers to their education. We have wraparound services that come into our school. We have a really special population that's a lot of really good kids that come to us, and they just need something different.
How does a student get to choose Burchell High School?
Well, we're similar to every other school. We're a school of choice, and basically, some schools actually refer kids to us that believe that we offer a better fit for the student. Kids who maybe go into their junior and senior year who are credit deficient come over to our Advanced Path program, but. We have two programs at Burchell High School. We have Advanced Path, which is credit recovery, credit acceleration, and then we have Core Path, which is Summit Learning. And with Summit Learning, which we're going to be talking about in a second, it just offers a different model for a traditional classroom.
Okay.
You know, one thing I'd like to add is Burchell High started in 1988. But at that point, you could almost call it a school for dropouts. You had to be out of school for a year before you could come. You had to have a job or community service. But in those 30 years past, it has evolved with the community. So we have freshmen. We have sophomores. We have people who choose to really go to Burchell for an alternative education. And we have families where you look down the rosters and we have brothers and sisters. And they're going because their brother went there. They go there because their sister went there. So we do have a community. So it is not the same Burchell that the community opened their arms to in 1988. And it's a cultural shift, too. So when we bring in Summit Learning, we really are bringing in an alternative education for our kids who choose to go to Burchell. So there's the shift. It's not the Burchell that the community needed 30 years ago, is a new Burchell that the community needs now.
Summit Learning. Right now, that's an opaque title over something. Give the listeners some help to understand how Summit Learning might be different than back in the day a listener had experience in a high school.
Well, I mean, I think when you and I went to high school, it was the traditional classroom is you have the teacher up on the stage giving 100% was content knowledge. A teacher would, give a lecture for 45 minutes. You take notes, you take an assessment. There's some discussion. But really the shift, there's a fundamental shift here where the teacher isn't necessarily the master of knowledge now. With Summit Learning, the teacher is a facilitator of knowledge, which I would argue is really what education is about is that we want kids to be self-directed learners.
Have you heard anything about personalized learning, Mike?
Oh, I have. Sure.
It is not a new buzzword. It is how we have to approach the 21st century learner, is mm-hmm. this personalized learning. So Summit Learning, it's not a brand name, but it does come with a foundation behind it.
Okay.
So let's say we use Houghton Mifflin math books.
Right.
And so our curriculum is Houghton Mifflin, basically, right? So we're using Summit Learning. Let's call it, let's try to do the, and check me if I'm wrong, Mr. Marvel. Let's call it that so that we understand that that's kind of our textbook is Summit Learning. But it's personalized learning. So it's a digital platform. However, the minute you say a digital platform, people think you're right behind a computer all the time and you're letting kids just learn on their own through computerized learning. And that is not this program.
No.
Not at all.
You know, so you have for Summit Learning, so in a traditional classroom, 100% of your class is content knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
In Summit, 30% is content knowledge, 70% is project-based. So basically, what we are creating is a self-directed learner who is a problem solver. So they're acquiring that content knowledge, and then they're taking that content knowledge, and they are applying it to a real-world problem, that's what we want.
Hmm.
And when you're looking at 21st century education, you're looking at the 21st century employer and what they're looking for. They're coming back to schools and they're saying, hey, listen, high schools and colleges, just speaking with my brother, I'm just going to put a little story in here real quick, but my brother who works in the oil field, and he talks about employees coming in all the time, and he'll give them a task, and he wants to delegate a task to them and have them go off and do it. And yet he has to walk them through every single thing. And so what they're finding is that people are coming out of school not necessarily prepared to be problem solvers. They have to be told exactly what to do. Mm-hmm. And so that's really the premise behind Summit, is creating these habits of success that a student goes into the work world and they become self-directed and they become problem solvers.
Okay. So there are two sets of questions I have that want to come out here. One, the first one is, what's the day like? Could either one of you describe it's morning or whatever time a student would arrive at the school and walk along describing for the listener what that student would be doing? Comes through the door, what do they do? And that might give a better sense as compared to, say, someone walking through a high school and going from class to class. And for the moment, just that outside package of what they're doing. And then maybe we'll get to more detail about the specifics of how this is different than problem-solving instruction that does happen in a traditional high school, in part. Emily, Jason, go for it.
You're asking, let me clarify, you're asking, what does it look like for a student to come to Burchell High in the morning?
Yeah, we want to walk along with the student for the listener so that we have some idea of, you know, just that's the logistics of it. I come through the door, where do I go, what do I do? If I am using a computer, when do I do it? Through the day, how do I gather? Where do I go if I'm going to work on a problem solving issue, for example?
So there are three pillars to Summit Learning. There's project time.
Mm-hmm.
There's PLT, which stands for personal learning time, and there's a one-to-one mentorship.
Okay.
So a student walks in the door of Burchell High School on a Monday morning.
Right.
They go to their. There's a block. There's a project time block. So they're working on four classes at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what they do is they go to project time. They'll go to either their English or their history project time. At Burchell High School, we have team teaching. So our English and history teachers will work together.
Okay.
Our science and math teacher will work together. So the student will go to project time for a good 75 minutes?
90.
Okay, so... project time for 90 minutes. And so equate that to the traditional classroom. That's where teachers are basically rolling out the cognitive skills that a student is going to be working on in order to, they have to do 5 projects a year.
Okay.
From there, student will do, if they're in the English history, they'll do Burchell reads. So for 30 minutes every day, everyone in the school reads for 30 minutes. And that's where we can have targeted reading interventions as well. And then on the flip side, then they would go to either personal learning time or they would go to an elective. And then they go back to project time, but project time is with math and science now.
Okay. So let's pause for a moment. So we've got these two possibilities they're doing. Personalized learning, what would that look like for what would a student do during that time? They've left project time, they have a couple of choices. Where would they be? What would they actually be doing?
In project time?
No, out of project time. They've just finished the first. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna jump in here so we can kind of go A, B. First, I want the audience to grab hold of the idea that we're team teaching. So the Burchell student goes in for a 90-minute block with 2 teachers.
Okay.
And within this block, they're working on a project. And in layman's terms, that's a big unit, a really big unit. They're preparing for a Socratic discussion. They're learning about transformations, and they're going to do a big transformation project in math. They're going to be looking at dystopia and creating a dystopian short story themselves. So they've got a big unit, and it's going to take 5 or 6 weeks to do that unit. That's project time.
Good.
So then they go into a 30-minute either reading intervention or math intervention. And every day, every other day, they're going to have one or the other. So now they get an additional 30 minutes of math or reading instruction. That's really cool. Now they go into personal learning time. This is where that Summit Learning platform, digital platform, comes in. So you know how... Have you ever used YouTube to learn something?
Sure.
You don't know how to do it, you go to YouTube. You don't know this, you go on the internet and you figure it out. That's the new way we do things, right? So these kids have a certain amount of focus area things, and this is the things they need to know. So like, let's say they're going to write this personal short story on dystopia. Okay, in English. That's their big project. Well, for them to be able to do that, they have to know the elements of a short story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we have focus area learnings, and on this digital platform, they have certain checkpoints and certain, quote, lessons that they need to do with tests, you know, little quizzes attached to it to know, make sure that they know how to do it. So they go through resources. They watch YouTube. They watch a PowerPoint. They read some information. They do some worksheets on the elements of fiction. They pass a test. Now they're ready for the next checkpoint. And they're going to look at internal dialogue. They're going to look at how to develop a setting. And they're going to take a test to make sure they know how to do that. So that's what they do during personal learning time. They're working on their own. They're learning this stuff on their own. Here comes the magic. So then the teacher comes in, because they're not just sitting there behind a screen. The teacher's coming in. They can work with a partner. They can talk about this. They're not just plugged in behind this computer. And they're saying, okay, so you're having trouble with setting. Let's go back to what type of goals have you made to learn about setting? Have you failed this first test? What are we going to do so that when we take it again, we do better? What habit, you know, what type of perseverance are we going to use? What type of growth mindset can we see? What type of time management do we need? You're feeling really anxious. What type of stress management can we have for you to get you through this block? Because you can do this and you can learn it on your own. So now the kids have this confidence. They're learning how to learn on their own through personal learning time. When they go to project time, they're taking what they learn and they're applying it to this great, big, larger analysis piece. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So now, that's part, personal learning time.
Okay, and the interesting part about this
is that am I right, Mr. Marvel?
Awesome.
Is what you're describing is something that I know has one overlay that we haven't touched upon, and that is how to keep track of all of this.
That's summit learning.
That's summit learning. Okay. That's the beauty of it.
That's right. The data collection.
Okay. And so how does the data collection work? So this individualized approach can be seen, evaluated, and followed.
So every teacher has access to this platform, and they can see all at the drop of, on a click.
Yeah.
They can see every single student. They can see exactly where they're at through, and they can see where they can target where students are struggling, and they can do targeted interventions on things that they're struggling with. So when a student looks at their platform or where they should be, there's something called following the blue line. So if they're at the blue line, they're on target to finish the class by the end of the year.
Okay.
And so things will turn red or green or yellow. And so a teacher can go in there and they can see it. They can see all their students, and if, say, Johnny is struggling with literary devices, it is red. It turns red. So now, as a teacher, I can say, okay, he has really tried this assessment twice and hasn't passed both times. I need to do a targeted intervention. And so that's what happens in personal learning time, is it's totally data-driven decisions by the teacher. And they can set up workshops for students and work in small groups to support them in some of these areas that they might be struggling in.
So one of the things that I know has often been part of a discussion when budget time rolls around is a thing called class size, the number of teachers per whatever. And what we have been terming a traditional form, you know, that there are going to be English classes. So they have an English teacher and X number of students in there, and that can rise over time as budgets are reduced and you don't have a additional staff to add. I'm guessing that when looking at Burchell, that's a little bit difficult because of the what appears to be a free-flowing aspect to where people are. They're not walking through an English class with one teacher, for example. But how do you reflect upon the teacher-pupil ratio or how many teachers you need for the program to become successful? Because if you have fewer or more, I would think that would have an impact.
I mean, we're 15 to 1, 15 students, you know.
Okay.
For 15 students, one teacher. I think one of the other pieces of this that we're missing is the mentorship.
Right, that's exactly what
third,
I was gonna.
The third pillar. So on a Friday, every student on the CorePath side in Summit Learning has a mentor teacher, and they meet with them 15 minutes every Friday. Teachers schedule it out, and they talk about goal setting. They talk about they review the data where the student is, and they talk about the following week, okay, what's your goal for this following week? How are we going to support you to get through this?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really the whole beauty behind Summit Learning is these habits of success, of resilience and goal setting and the responsibility and the self-directed learning.
Right. Right.
And those are constant throughout. Those are constantly being taught and retaught throughout PLT, throughout project time, throughout mentorship. Emily, does that chime in?
It doesn't. I don't think really answers your question on how do we afford the class size.
Well,
I mean, we are a school of choice,
right?
And so we're not. We don't have, you know, every school of choice has a different thing to offer. We offer you 15 to 1. We offer you team teaching. I can't tell you. My eyes just are popping out of my head. Like, that is so cool.
Sure.
But this mentor one-to-one, again, you have this digital platform, you pull it up and the kids get to see where they're at and you get a personalized conversation with them, and you're always going with, how is the kid going to problem solve this on their own? It's when we talk to Summit Learning teachers, and there's 10,000 kids now using Summit Learning.
No, it's over like 25,000.
And so here in the state of Alaska, for example,
we're the only one.
We're the only one. In Alaska.
In Alaska.
Okay. Okay. And in part, in order to get some sense of how to evaluate the effectiveness of the program, how long has Burchell been using Summit Learning to look at graduate success, for example?
2 weeks. This is it. This is inaugural.
We're launching.
Cutting
it.
Edge.
Yeah. This is very, very, very cutting edge. And we only have 20 minutes on this program, and it sounds more complicated than it is.
Okay. Where did you go to look and see it working elsewhere? I'm guessing there was some review of the success of the program in other locations.
Yeah, there's actually there's a lot of research that's out there right now with Summit Learning and the success of it. So it's in 40 states, over 25,000 students.
In a neglected group of schools. Yeah. Over 50% of Summit Learning schools have over 50% free and reduced, poverty schools, high need schools. There are some elite charters, what you would call elite, and there's some more like Matsu detention center type schools,
right?
Pace, some really high what we call high risk schools. We've got some reservation schools, so it's all over the map. They want this to be proven with any population, and it's growing exponentially because of its success. And the success is built on the fact that teachers focus on higher level thinking skills, cognitive skills, because of the mentoring one-to-one, these relationships they build with students. And when you're a mentor with that child for those 4 years. So you really develop a relationship. Mm-hmm. I can't stress this enough. It is not putting your kid behind a computer, and it is not a teacher sitting behind a computer managing your data.
And that's, over the years, there have been a variety of attempts, some have been somewhat successful, to provide across the spectrum of education, K-12, individualized learning. One of the difficulties has been waiting for technology to catch up, to keep track of, to help an individual teacher or principal to be able to see what's happening. And that management aspect, apparently, and with Summit Learning and some other modalities has arrived to the point where you're able to, and I applaud your willingness to, particularly because you are a school of choice and you have been cutting edge in many ways of looking at ways in which you can improve learning. And it sounds like this is something we will want to have you come back and talk about as we go through the year about just what you have discovered.
We would really, really like that. I'd like to applaud Burchell High School, though. They were the cutting edge 30 years ago when they said these kids need an education, deserve an education, we can offer it. Mm-hmm. And it still remains a school on the cutting edge. And now they're offering these kids who have not been successful perhaps at another school, choose to go to Burchell, and they go, you know what? We can make you smarter, stronger, better than you ever thought possible.
Okay, how about just a couple of simple facts, like how many students are at Burchell?
So right now, we're projected enrollment at 260. We're about 230 right now.
Okay.
You have to understand, though, Mike, that throughout the year, we have a very high transient.
Isn't it like 124%?
Yeah.
Because kids come in, kids come out, come back.
So we get kids throughout the whole entire year.
So it's unlikely for someone, even though you do have people who are freshmen, to come in necessarily, or the history has been not to have someone there for 4 years, because you have people entering at various points in their career. Okay, that's important.
Yeah, but we really are, you see this culture shift. And with Summit Learning, we really want our kids coming in as freshmen and staying.
Okay.
Once the community sees what this offers and the depth of education.
So as you were talking, we focused significantly on the student, the teachers there. We've mentioned the teachers. What kind of preparation do teachers need to do what you've described they do?
Again, it's not rethinking. It's really reimagining, you know, and you know, as the principal of Rochelle High School, I'm amazed at our teachers. I'm so proud of them because this is a shift. This is a shift in thinking.
You have to give up control and give it to the kids. You have to let the kids learn on their own. This is not a stand and deliver. This is very collaborative. Summit Learning provides training for our teachers, and they pay for it. So they went down to Washington for a week, and they were trained in the platform and in the theory behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of it, they're learning with the kids right now since it's so new. If that answers your question, how sure. the teachers mm-hmm. prepare.
So I'm guessing you had a core group of teachers that have been with Rochelle, and they have, in some cases, been there a while. So they have evolved and learned and done the rest of it. And I'm thinking that it will be interesting to see if this particular approach attracts other teachers in the future. You have turnover, and how that's going to work. I come back to saying, this is exciting. I'm looking forward to hearing about it maybe partway down the year, at the end of the year, and have you come back and talk about what you've learned in that time. Mike Malevsky here. I've been talking with Jason Marbles, president. He's king. He's actually the principal of Rochelle High School, and Emily Forstner, who has been acting as a consultant.
A coach.
Coach.
An instructional coach.
Instructional coach. That sounds good. That's good.
It's a nice label. It's okay. A very nice label.
So we have a minute. Sum up, say something that we have not covered, whatever you'd like.
I'm going to end with something for teachers. Summit Learning treats teachers as professionals. They don't say, here's our program, do page one, and read the script, and it's all going to be good. It really puts teachers in the driver's seat as being a facilitator for learning. It's very exciting. And at the same time, it puts the student in the chair saying, and now your job is to learn. And it's hard work to learn, but it's well worth it.
Okay. I'm going to end with a message to parents and the community. Imagine that your child not only leaves high school with a high school diploma, but also leaves more committed to their community and has and is empowered to have these habits of success to be truly successful in life.
Okay. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning, Jason Marble, Emily Forstner from Rochelle High School.
You've been listening to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with information about what's happening in the Mat-Su schools, moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.